As I said, this is a very special siyum for me. Again, finishing my Maseches Brachos together with my grandson and Yisher Koach and those remarks. B'mikra, and this wasn't planned, but he referred to Gemara on Daf Yud Beis with Aleph in Brachos, saying that Hakol Holech Achar Chitum, everything follows the end. And the remarks I want to share this evening in this mini shiur in memory of my mother comes from Daf Yud Beis and Abeis, as it happens. And it was not coordinated that way. But you'll see in a moment why I picked to talk about this. The Gemara in Yud Beis and Abeis in Brachos says, Amar Rabba Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei the Rav. Rabba Bar Chinna Saba said the name of Rav. Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mispalel HaKel HaKadosh. All year long, when we say the Shemona Esrei, we conclude the third brach of the Shemona Esrei, Ata Kadosh Yom Kadosh, etc., by saying Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. However, and we also say in one of the later brachos, Melech Oei Tzedako Mishpat. Chutz Me Asar Yom Meshavim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Except for the 7 days, from the 10 days, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the 7 days, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the 7 days in the middle, and Yom Kippur, so the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Then we say, Shemispala HaMelech HaKadosh. Then we say, as you all know, instead of HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And instead of Melech Oei Tzedako Mishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. So it's just a reminder to keep that in mind starting tomorrow night at Meirv. My Melech HaMishpat will be after Yontif and so on. Leza Amar Filo Amar Kel HaKadosh Yotza. Leza says, if you said HaKel HaKadosh by mistake during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you still Yotze. Shenamar Pasuk that we actually quote in the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, Vayigba Hashem Tzokos B'Mishpat, V'HaKel HaKadosh Niklas B'Tztoka, he's called HaKel HaKadosh over there, meaning Emosai Vayigba Hashem Tzokos B'Mishpat, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of exalted by Mishpat, Sa'ilo Asar Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that's talking about the time of judgment, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, V'kamar Kel HaKadosh, but still says HaKel HaKadosh. Okay, so anyway, some discussion, what if you leave it out, what if you forget? The Gemara says, Ma'avi Allah, what do we do? Amr V'Yosef, HaKel HaKadosh, U'melech Ho'ei Tzedakah Mishpat. Okay, Rav Yosef of the opinion, you don't have to make any change. You keep the brachas the same during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva as all year long, but Rabba Amar HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, Rabba says, no, we make the change from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and from HaMelech HaEitz HaKomishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat, V'Hilcha Sukkah Rabba, and the Locha is like, Rabba, that's what we do, as you all know. Then is a further, that's the end of the Gemara, then is a further discussion, we assume the halacha among Ashkenazim, that if you forgot HaKel HaKadosh, I forgot to change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and you realize later, if you realize one or two seconds later, what's called Tokeh Deidibur, where you can correct yourself. But you went further, that disqualifies the Shemoneh Esrei, and you have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei because you said HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. What if you said HaMelech, you forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, you said Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat, so the Pesach among Ashkenazim, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you did mention the word Melech, Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat, but the many Sfaradim Paskin not that way, and they say you'd have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for that too. So I'd like to use that as a springboard because for what I just like to discuss with you for a few minutes this evening, about another change in the bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei that some make. That's not mentioned in this Gemara. The only two brachas that are changed, according to this Gemara, here in brachas of Yud Beis Mebeis, is HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and HaMelech Oif Tzedakah HaMishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. That's what we change. But as you know, many people have the practice as well to change the last bracha, the concluding of the bracha, including bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei, which we normally end bracha, Tzesham HaMevorech, Hasama Yisrael Ba'Shalom. People change that to Oseh HaShalom. Oseh HaShalom. No, the Broya, certainly that's the minig, and among many Ashkenazim, that's the minig. Among many people, it's not the minig. I'd like to know, where does that come from? It's not mentioned in this Gemara at all. So where does that come from that we should change HaMavarach HaSama Yisrael HaShalom to Oseh HaShalom? After all, if we think about it for a second, the other changes reflect the season. Right, HaKel HaKadosh. So during this season, it's a season of Malchios, so we change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. It's a season of judgment, so instead of just saying Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. That reflects the theme of the season. But what's the change from HaMavarach HaSama Yisrael HaShalom to Oseh HaShalom? Where does that come from? So I'd just like to look at a few things here to illustrate or to discuss that point. The truth is, there were many people, it would seem, who, if you look back in the early sources, who said Oseh HaShalom all the time. That was the text of the bracha. The concluding bracha of Shemoneh Esrei had nothing to do with Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The bracha always ended Oseh HaShalom. There's a Yalkut Shemoni, which is a collection of Medrash, on the psukim that we read, some of the psukim we read as a haftarah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The haftarah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, comes from Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We call it Shmuel. I mentioned in last year, you know, the division of the prokim and division into different books was not done by the Chachamim. You look at the tally of the list in the Gemara of all the Sefarim in Tanakh. There's one Sefer called Shmuel. The non-Jews divided up into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. I remember my It's my mother's yahrzeit. Now, her father, my grandfather, is a rabbi in upstate New York, and he used to take people sometimes on tourist territory as well. They're talking about the 1950s, 1960s. So they went to the place called Nebi Samuel, the kever of Shmuel HaNavi. People have probably been there. Used to be way outside of Yerushalayim. Now Ramot is built all the way up there. It's up the block, you know. It's right there. But it used to be way outside Yerushalayim. So he told me once he was with a group, there were various different tour groups that came into the kever of Shmuel HaNavi, and the guide was explaining, this is where Shmuel HaNavi is buried, and somebody asked, is that Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? But for sure there was only one Shmuel, but even in our list there's only one. Anyway, so we read from that those psukim in the Haftorah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Yalkut Shimoni on the Pasuk Vatispal Lachana, towards the end of the Haftorah. So many of you remember there's a Gemara later in Brachas. We learned a little bit later in Brachas, and remember the Gemara, so we learn a lot of different things about davening from Chana. Remember from Chana, the mother of Shmuel, we learned to daven quietly, and various other Gemara has a whole bunch of Daf Lamed Aleph, a whole bunch of different things we learned from Chana. So where did it say? So it doesn't say in the Gemara, but the Medrash says that from the Tefillah of Chana, we see that what she said, and darshan's a lot of the phrases in the psukim from the Haftorah of Shabbos morning, first day of Rosh Hashanah, that all these psukim represent different brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Turned out she said the 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that's a Medrash. And on the phrase, towards the end of the Haftorah, it says, V'itein Oz Malko, so it says, Oz to Hashalom. That corresponds to Oz to Hashalom. That's the language of Medrash. It shows how each thing, each phrase that she said corresponds to another bracha. And identifying the last bracha, said when she said, "Yitain Oz Malko," that corresponds to what? Osa Hashalom. So it sounds like that was the text of the bracha all the time. Osa Hashalom was always the text of the bracha. Nothing to do with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Shibala Aleket quotes, Shibala Aleket is one of the Rishonim, but he quotes a Medrash in Siman Yud Zion and in Tzila. He also quotes a whole Medrash that, again, Darshan's different psukim, Matsasi Agoda. He said, I found the Medrash. And the Medrash shows how when different things happened in Jewish history, the Malachim called out different praises of Hashem, and lo and behold, those are the praises of the Shmoneh Esrei. So it says that when this happened, the Malachim said, Magen Avram. When that happened, they said, Mechaim. When this happened, they had a whole bunch of different things. And it says, Kishagovru Yisrael, very end of that whole, the long passage, we're reading that to save time. It says, "Kishenichnas Yisrael Aretz and Iskayim Aleihem Amikra Dechsev Benosati Shalom Baaretz." When the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, conquered the land and came to peace finally after getting rid of enemies to fulfill the Torah's commandment or the Torah's promise of Benosati Shalom Baaretz. Miyad Poskum Malach Hashoras VaAmru Baruch Oseh Hashalom. So again, the whole Medrash has all these psukim, all these events which inspired the Malachim to say the brachas that we know from the Chazor, from the Shmoneh Esrei, and again, it identifies the one that's, the last one, corresponds to Baruchat Hashem, Osa HaShalom. So it certainly seems, at least according to some, you had such a text. One of the oldest Siddurim that we have is the Seder of Amram Gaon. Amram Gaon is the time of the Gaonim preceded to be Shonim. So roughly, just very quickly, roughly, now, we assume that we know that the second base was destroyed around the year 70 of the Common Era. So about 130 years later, approximately 200 of the Common Era, is when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi compiled the Mishnah. Okay, and then the Talmud Bavli was compiled about 350 years after that, around the year 550, in the days of Ravina and Ravashi, from 200 C to 550. Again, it's not an exact date. You know, it wasn't that they made an announcement, okay, from now on, everyone's an Amora, not a town anymore. You know, it wasn't like that. We know just more or less from how the dates work. From the year 550 to 750 or so was what's called the period of the Saboroim, Rabbanan Svoroi, about whom we know very little. And then from 750 till about 1,000 was the Gaonim. The Gaonim, in modern Hebrew, Gaon means a genius. Like the Vilna Gaon. Gaon means a genius. Hagon, a Rav Gaon, and so on. Okay, that means a genius. Like the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon is not one of the Gaonim. Okay, he lived in the 1700s. He's called Agon. Agon of Akiva Eirag. This one's Agon. That one's Agon. Today everybody's Agon. Okay. Which I think I once heard Rav Soloveitchik say, and if everybody's Agon, then nobody's Agon. Right? So, okay. But anyway, but when we talk about the Gaonim, they were the deans of the yeshivas in Bavel. That's the yeshivas in Bavel are called Gaon Yaakov, the pride. The Gaon from Gaon Gaon, right? The pride. The pride of Yaakov. The yeshivas in Bavel is sometimes called yeshivas Gaon Yaakov. So the heads of the yeshiva are called the Gaonim. And some of them were Take, big time in the Chachamim. Others were more like, you know, let's say university presidents, you know, they're fundraising and administrating the places. But many were great Talmid Chachamim, and including Rav Amram Gaon. So we have what's called the Seder of Amram Gaon, the Seder of Amram Gaon. And his Seder, again, nothing to do with Seder Samei Tshuva. He talks about the Chazor Shashat, and he says, if there's no Karnim, you're not Tuchin, you say, Lekhen Vogzhen, Brochen, Brochem, Shashat, Batar, etc., which we know from the Chazor Shashat, right, the Brichos Karnim. Umisayim, Osashon. There you go. So, Osashon, again, that was his bracha all the time. And again, we find like that in many, 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 many Rishonim. What's interesting is, I found And Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Gaius, the Ritz Gaius, who also seemed to say Osa Shalom, right, in his Hilchas Tshuva, in the Sefer Ritz Gaius, he says, we do make a change in that bracha, but not the change we're thinking of. Not from Hamvarchas Hamayi Yisrael Ba Shalom to Osa Shalom. No, it seems like he also had the text Osa Shalom all year. And he writes, Kol HaShana Kula Mispal Adam HaKela Kadosh. This is our Gemara. And then we started with Brachas Yud Beis and Beis. Kol HaShana Kula Mispal Adam HaKela Kadosh Melech HaYitzak Mishpat Chutz Merashan Vyama Kippurim. Right, these days, Mispal Adam HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. And Ve'omar Ma Rav Hai, he quotes Rav Hai Gon, also one of the great Gonim, okay? And your Mosif at the end, HaMelech Osa HaShalom. How do you like that? HaMelech, instead of just saying Osa HaShalom, you say HaMelech Osa HaShalom. Again, that's a good thematic change, because again, it highlights HaMelech, but it's interesting, because again, it's that, I've never heard anybody who does that. I'm not, you know, it doesn't exist, but and I've never come across it. But again, so many of the earlier authorities at least seem to have, I mean, that implies that he had the text Osa HaShalom in general, but on the Seres Mei Tshuva, he would change it to HaMelech Osa HaShalom. Interesting. Okay, but again, the Avudraham was also, David Avudraham was also a sefer that has many minhagim and so on in terms of tefillah and other such in Yonim. He also says, he talks about it in a Tainus Tzibur, also Baruch HaShem Osa HaShalom, so that seems to be the practice that many had at one time. And others, you look in other sources, I'm not going to, you know, read all the sources now, but in other sources, the text was that we have, Baruch HaShem Yisrael Ba Shalom. The Rokeach, and Rebbe Elazar Rokeach, one of the Balei Tosfos, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Reish Dalet, he tells us that Hilchos Tfilos Rosh Hashanah, he says, okay, so he says, and you begin to say, and he says some of the texts of Shemoneh Esrei, we have the beginning, and then we have all of Zochreinu L'chaim, and Michamo Chavarachim, as we'll all start saying tomorrow night, and what do you call it, you know, Avachain Tein Pachtach, all the things we're going to say tomorrow night, Melech HaKol Yisrael Mekadosh Ol Yom HaZikaron, Ritzei, Modim, and so on, Uchsov L'chaim Tovim, okay, and then he says, B'Sefer Chaim, Ad Osa HaShalom. So I don't know, is he saying that was the change? In other words, was Osa HaShalom part of the change, or was that, no, he's just saying you inserted B'Sefer Chaim. So maybe you have a mukher, maybe you have a mukher in the Rokeach for a change. I'm not positive, okay, but, and it might be broken.
Make sure. Yeah, I'll stand. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, don't say no. Sorry. Okay, anyway, so Mimela, the Rokeach, at least a possible, I don't know, because it could be he was just saying, you always said Osa HaShalom, now you just insert the B'Sefer Chaim. But I did find the earliest source, and there are quite a number of Sfarim that have Minhagim of Ashkenaz. So the classic Sefer is the Maharil. Maharil stands for Yaakov Levi. That's what he's called, the Maharil, Yaakov Levi, and he's one of the important figures for Minhag Ashkenaz. Again, the Avoyas community, that's, you know, that's the Bible, right? The Maharil's Minhagim. Others don't exactly follow everything Maharil, but many things that Maharil does say. Anyway, we follow many things that Maharil does say. He's called Mari Segal. Mari Segal, because Segal is a Levi, Segal, the Levi's name. So it stands for Rosh Teva, Sgan LaKohen, the assistant to the Kohen. He's sometimes called Mari Segal. Okay, anyway, but Maharil is what we call him. So the Maharil in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah writes, he says, he's and other Minhagi Ashkenaz say as far also. He says, Masha Anu Omrim Rosh Hashanah Osa Shalom. Uvishar Yamos Hashanah Omrim Bevorach Hashanah Yisrael Bashalom. So he has it switched. He has it as a switch from round the year long to Aseres Mei Tshuva. Why do we do that? Why should we switch from Masha Anu Omrim Rosh Hashanah and even throughout Aseres Mei Tshuva Osa Shalom instead of Amvorach Hashanah Yisrael Bashalom? Lefisha Osa Begematria Safrael. Okay, do the math. Osa in Gematria Safrael. Okay, but who Malach Hamamuna Alaksiva, as the name suggests. He is the Malach, whoever he is, he's the angel who's in charge of writing things down. He's the scribe or the stenographer, whatever, he's up in Shemayim. He's the Malach who writes everything down. Okay, Vano Maskirin also, we mention his name, Sheikhtov Osan Lechaim Tomoshon. Okay, we want to hint to him because, so anyway, the Maharil and some of the other Minhagi Ashkenaz Sfarim are the ones who bring up this idea of switching during that Aseres Mei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, we switch from Baruch HaZemayi Yisrael B'Shalom to Osa HaShalom for that purpose. Again, not everybody does this, so as late as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chof Tes in Sif Vav, B'Siyam HaShemoneh Esrei, Yesh Misayimim Osa HaShalom, Be'esh She'enam Mishanim, Ela Omrim Baruch HaZemayi Yisrael B'Shalom. Okay? Some people do make that switch from Hamvarach HaZemayi Yisrael B'Shalom to Osa HaShalom, and other people don't. The Kitzur Shulchan mentions both, but he throws in something else, okay? V'ach B'Kaddish Omrim Osa HaShalom Bimromov. Normally, Kaddish, as we just finished a few moments ago, ends Osa Shalom Bimromov. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in Kaddish, you're saying the word Osa Shalom anyway, so change it there to Osa HaShalom. What's the idea of changing? So again, you know, it's a nice idea to say Osa HaShalom, but at the end of the day, the Gemara doesn't mention. We're talking about the Shemoneh Esrei here. And again, as we studied, you know, my grandson, I learned the structure of Shemoneh Esrei is important, and the brachos are important. You know, you can't just, you know, randomly change things that sound better, or, you know, we don't change it. So many people object to the Aruch HaShulchan. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tzimun Tov Kuf Peyalet, Asif Dalet, he says, don't change it. He feels, don't change it, not right. Minhag Ashkenaz in some place, Lashanos. Ulakayim Osa Shalom. Ukvar Tomhu Rabu Megadolim. Eich Efshal Lashanos Hanuschom. What kind of business is this? If you say Osa Shalom all year long, like we saw, okay, so that's your Nusuch. But if you say Amvarach Esma Yisob Shalom all year long, like we do, so Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, you can't just change it. It's before the Aruch HaShulchan. You mentioned the Shalom, I didn't quote, but the Shalom raises the question. Others raise the question. Okay? And therefore, Lachain, Rabbi Mugdole Olam, Omrim Hamavarech, okay, and many great Gedolim don't change it. And those who say Osa Shalom, okay, Ein Kavosan Ela Brocha, Ela Osa Shalom Shibisov Shmona Esrei. It's at the end of the Shmona Esrei, forget Kaddish for a second, but remember at the very end of Lachain Netzor, we take our three steps back, we also say Osa Shalom Bimrov. So Aruch HaShulchan said that was the change. The change wasn't in the Shmona Esrei. The change was, instead of saying Osa Shalom, we mentioned Kitzur Shulchan, mentioned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, mentioned Kaddish. Aruch HaShulchan mentions the Osa Shalom that all of us say, without the Kaddish, the very end, by take our three steps back. That's where you can change it. Ain't Kavanah Sal Brocha, but Osa Shalom, should be Sof Shmona Esrei, and it was Sof Kaddish. And he says, Mipesh Yesh Bezer Remez Le'ilah Yomim. Okay? He says, you know, the Remez, he doesn't say what it is. But the Mikobalim have that Remez. When we call Mokom, he says, after all that, Nilan is Daiti, the Ain Ligor, don't get too angry at the people who do change it. Okay? The Be'emes, Brocha Zud, Amavarach, Lomit Sinan, Uschasa, Mefurish, Peshas. He says, you want to scream and say, what kind of business is to change it? Well, he says, you look in the Shas, and we saw some Rishonim, you don't find that phraseology, Amavarach, Amavarach, Shalom, in the Talmud either. Okay, it's not as iron. The other brachas, we find more exactly what the words are. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, we don't find that either. Lo matzino nuschaso beforosh b'shas. The Rambam mentioned poskim and so on, and he mentioned Maseches Derech Eretz, it heads to nusach osa shalom, which like we said. So he says, you want to change, it's not such a big deal anyway, because the whole bracha marachasam shalom is not so much. So the Sfaradim do not change it, and the Ashkenazim do. So those are the different practices. What do we do? Everybody should follow the minhag, you know. But one of the important svarim on the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Mateh Ephraim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mateh Ephraim all the time. Ephraim Zalman Margolios. So the Mateh Ephraim in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, he brings down this as well. He says he says that some people do change, doesn't like it either so much. He says, in Sif Aleph, he says, people say so and say v'chosmen osa shalom harbe noagin shalol l'shanos chasima sabrocha rak chosmen avorach etc. rak bekadeshim shachar tzila kaddish, you say osa hashalom because the remez the gematria safriel and so on, and that's what the hashalom is also that gematria. He has all these gematrias referring to this safriel, and the Aleph Hamogim is one of the commentaries in the bottom of the page in the Mateh Ephraim. He's a Tamil Zarkos Bisram Akar Shalom Nimsa Shina Zebit Tamil Poskim. We don't find any hint to change this bracha like we find by Melech HaKadosh Melech HaMishpat. L'chein Ein L'shanos M'Magbeah Shetovu Chacham in brachas. We have a general rule. You're not allowed to change the Magbeah Shetovu, the stamp, the imprint, right? The coin, literally the coin in Hebrew. The Magbeah is a coin. In English will say the coin, a term, to coin an expression. So the coin, the text that the Chachamim coin, but the bracha, you're not supposed to be Mishana, you're not supposed to change them. Ein L'shanos. And all right, he quotes this medrash, and maybe the other people said it, and they have the gematria. And this malach is the sofer of a kozman adam b'sefer hachayim b'yomim elu, and therefore it's from the mekubalim like that. So those people change, I think, and then my shul. So we say mevarach somay sol b'shalom. Except in Kaddish, I say osa hashalom. I make the change. That's what the Mateh Ephraim says. That's how the many achronim do. But people should follow their own minhag. It's interesting. Just as an aside. you know, about HaMelech HaKadosh, there's a whole discussion. I'm just going to throw it out because it's something to think about, and then we'll finish up. HaMelech HaKadosh, what if you forgot? There's a famous Lechai Odom in Chav Dalet Tziv Yud, quotes from one of the Dayanim of Vilna called named Rabbi Abel Passfeller, who said that if on the first night of Rosh Hashanah you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, you're okay. Why? It's like forgetting Yalav Yovo or Shchodosh Shemayrit. Because since Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Belaila, so it's not really Rosh Chodesh yet in a certain way. So if you forget Yalav Yovo, we know it, Meir, you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Whereas if you forget Yalav Yovo or Rosh Chodesh, Shachas Mincha you do. So same thing. So if you forgot a Melech HaKadosh at night, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. It's the famous Ababala Pasvila. Many people disagree that. Everybody's anybody had a comment on that, on that Ababala Pasvila. Salvation Chonavacha gave a whole yardside Joshua. It's printed in the Shirum Zech Abamari. He gave a whole yardside Joshua to disagree why it's not correct. And the Melech HaKadosh is part of the Nusach Shemon Esrei. It's not just the din of the night, Rosh Chodesh. And the Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva. He says, he writes, maybe the first night, but not the second night, you know, and others justify the practice. Anyway, it's an interesting tumult. One thing I do want to mention, though, about Osa Shalom, which I heard in my own ears, was definitely a mistake. You want to change to Osa Shalom, okay, that we said some people do it, and that's your minute, because okay, that people should follow, certainly the Omen Hagim. However, our practice is that the four inserts, Zohar L'chaim, Micha Mocha, Uksov L'chaim Tov M'sefer Chaim, the Tzibur says before the Chazan, right? The Chazan says, what is it again? L'man Shmo B'Yavo, everyone says, L'chaim L'chaim L'chaim, and then the Chazan says it, right? And, you know, at the end of Ato Gibor, it also says, you know, everyone says Michamocha, right? Everyone says it first. And same thing by Uksov L'chaim Tov, the same thing by Sefer Chaim, and not only Rosh Hashanah, not only Kippur, but that says Shmei Tshuvah. So it's interesting. First, huh? Oh, so that's an interesting question. Apparently, and I heard from a few people, that the Minigan Litta was only the last two. Uksov L'chaim Tovim and B'Sefer Chaim, they did not join in by Zochan L'chaim or Micha Mocha. Okay? So I once heard from Shechter in the name of Rav Pinchas Teitz, from Elizabeth, who also found a literature, Gottel, you know, came here to America. So he suggested maybe the Minigan Litta was because Zochan L'chaim has a Shem Hashem in it, L'man Chalokim Chaim. Well, if you're not saying the Shmonesi, you can't just say Elohim Chaim just like that. You can't just say Hashem Hashem. And Micha Mocha is not a request, it's just a statement. It's not a bakosh, it's just a who's in it. So we don't do it. Uksov L'chaim Tom, B'Sefer Chaim, those are requests. Interesting answer. But one thing for sure, in the article Machzor, I think in most modern Machzorim today, they print B'Sefer Chaim, and then they print the two, either Osa Shalom, or Baruch Hashem Yisrael Shalom, at least in the Nusach Ashkenaz Machzorim. I don't have the Sfadish Machzorim, but the Nusach Ashkenaz. You know, you say that, and then you either end with Osa Shalom, or you end with Baruch Hashem Yisrael Shalom, whatever your minig is. And the old, those who remember the old Birnbaum Machzor, which I certainly grew up with, okay, the pink, you know, Machzor Shalom. So the old Birnbaum Machzor, so he had B'Sefer Chaim, and it ends Baruch Hashem Yisrael Shalom. If you're saying that before the Chazan, don't say Baruch Hashem Osa Shalom, that's for sure. And I heard my own ears, people, you know, the Chazan would say, you know, B'chalei Yisuchol Shor B'Shalomecha, and people in the Tzibur would say, B'Sefer Chaim Baruch Hashem Osa Shalom. No, that's for sure not correct. Okay, that you can't, you want to say B'Sefer Chaim, and you want in general, when you're saying your private Shemot, to say Baruch Hashem Osa Shalom, fine, but not when you're saying that as part of the Tzibur is joining in. I'll just finish with a suggestion. I thought of this, actually, I did think of this myself, and I just wanted to say for Kolsa, called Nermat Tishyo, from Imantis Bloom, from Queens. So he points out, and with this we'll finish, that there is a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, in Parshat Tes, in Vayikra Rabbah, Parshat Tes, Simen Tes, that also, another Medrash, that speaks about the different brachos, a little bit about the brachos of Shemon Esrei, but specifically it talks about something else. It talks about the, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So the Medrash says, Gadol HaShalom, Kishabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Shalom Bein Elyonim Tachtonim. By Yom HaRishon, on the first day of creation, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, created the ore and so on, that's Borah Min Elyonim, Umin HaTachtonim, Shemayim V'aretz, right? So both. Okay, and that's why it's see Bereish Barakim is Shemayim V'aretz. Fine, Basheni Baram in Elyonim. But the second day was the heavens, the Rakia. That was only from Elyonim. Okay, and it quotes the Psukim. Fine, the third day was Tachtonim, right? Yabosha, right? The earth and the trees and the ground and everything else. Third day, okay. Fourth day Elyonim, he maros Perkia Shemayim, right? The heavenly spheres, sun and the moon and so on. Fifth day Min Tachtonim, kept going back and forth. Ah, but now what's going to be on the sixth day? He says Peshishi Bo Livros Adam. Wanted to create man. Omar Imani Boros Min Elyonim, so Elyonim win. If he's gonna, a man's going to be from Elyonim only, so Elyonim will have more than Tachtonim. In terms of just doing the math, they'll have more days will have benefit from Elyonim than from Tachtonim. Okay? On the other hand, if I vote for the Tachtonim, then the Tachtonim will win out. So what did he do? Ma'aso, bro'o, min ha'olim, umin ha'elyonim, umin ha'tachtonim. Man was created with both Elyonim, right? It says, Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim, es ha'odom, open, Vayitzer, with a double yud. Okay, Vayitzer, and by, you know, it's created with earth, right? Dust on the ground. Oh, but also, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. And the Shomer from on high, so both. Okay, so the creation of man was was shalom, to make shalom between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. That was creation of man. Interesting, because the Medrash then goes on to say that that's why so many of our tefillos end with shalom. And Mari, we just stop in Mari, the last bracha before bracha shalom, and all of them end, you know, Shabbos say Paras Sukkah shalom and so on. And tefillah we say Osa shalom, Birchas Konim ends Yosmech shalom. Maybe that's a mocker saying Osa shalom. I don't know what he means by that. Does he mean the bracha or the end of the Shemoneh Esrei? But again, Birchas Konim Yosmech shalom, then the benching Osa shalom. We always talk about shalom. And the Medrash, a similar Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, in the beginning of Bereishis on the same Psukim, actually quote the Pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, Oschez, Simon Ches, it actually quotes a Pasuk in Eo, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chav, Ham Shilva Fachar Imo, Oses Shalom Bim Roma. Okay, well that Pasuk is used to sort of celebrate the creation of man. Well, we say on Rosh Hashanah, with this we'll finish, we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayom Haras Olam. But Rosh Hashanah is not actually the anniversary of the creation of the world. It's the anniversary of the creation of man. It's the anniversary of the creation of the sixth day. Right? It's the anniversary of the sixth day. Right? Historically, what came before, you know, I mean, until there was man, there was no one to. First, Baruch Hu was the king, right? But there was no one to recognize that he was the king, right? No one could appreciate it until there was man, right? Like, Baruch Hu's Malchus was on Rosh Hashanah, on the great day when man was created. That's why we observe Rosh Hashanah and celebrate Hashem's Malchus on this day, because that's when Kodesh Baruch Hu became the king. He was the king before. But it was only, it's in Adonolam, Rachari Kichos HaKol, right? And, no, Adonolam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzin Evo, Kodesh Baruch Hu reigned before, okay? When everything was made, right? Then Azai Melech Shmoni Kor. Then he became the Melech, right? So Hashem became the Melech when there was a being capable. If I go to a desert island someplace when there's nobody living, I proclaim myself the king. Okay, it's right, you're the king. But it doesn't mean anything because there's nobody there to recognize you as the king. Call yourself whatever you like. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was the king, of course, before. Okay, Adonolam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzin Evo. He ruled before. But he wasn't acknowledged the king till it was man. So that was the day of the creation of man, the sixth day of creation. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that was the day where he introduced shalom by creating man, by making shalom from the heavens and from the earth, from the Elyonim and from the Tachtonim, and thereby bringing shalom in the universe. That also happened on this day. So maybe that's why on Rosh Hashanah, and from the beginning on Rosh Hashanah, we emphasize shalom. We say, Osa, whether it's in the Shemoneh Esrei or in the Kaddish, whatever, we stress the shalom in a different way to pay attention, to say, Osa, HaShalom, because this is the real shalom, and that's one of the things we mark or we celebrate the anniversary of at this particular time of year. I just close before saying the Hadron that I think my mother, Allah Shalom, would have enjoyed this Russia, because she was a person who pursued peace very much. She always liked to avoid arguments. You never heard her say, I never heard her say that she doesn't like this person, she doesn't like that person. She always tried to make shalom between people. And she would always, you know, try and call this one and call that one. I've said before, I remember, you know, one time she came home from a sisterhood meeting or one of the women's organizations meeting, whatever it was. She came home with a stiff neck. I feel like a stiff neck. And we asked her, well, Mom, what happened to your neck? We kept pressing, what happened to your neck? Well, it turns out that, you know, there were a group of women, and sometimes, you know, people form cliques or whatever it is, and they're chatting with each other, and other people are left out. You know? So she would, like, literally bent over to include these other people. Well, what do you think about this? You know, she kept literally sticking her neck out, so she came home with a stiff neck. She was that type of person that always liked to pursue shalom, and you know, I think that's part of her legacy. I'm not saying I'm so good at it myself, but Lamaisa, I think that she felt it was a very, very important value, in her life to bring peace between people, not to be machlokas. She didn't want to be tzikrik, you know, in arguments with people, and usually try to settle things. Right? I mean, you know, she tried always to settle things if there was a dispute within the family. She always figured out, she'd tell this one and that, you know, just she had ways to bring about shalom, and therefore I think this is an appropriate dvar Torah. So I'm going to say the Hadron now, followed by the Kaddish, and I'm saying this on behalf of Adam as well, who finished brachas together with me. I hope I have the Hadron, yes, okay. I'll just read the last couple of lines of the Masechta, and again, it's my, I express my deepest appreciation to everybody for coming out. Also, a bunch of Adam's friends are here to celebrate, and you should all have the privilege to make siyumim, you know, on good occasions and other occasions. You also, and then going further and learning, is very, very important. Talking about Shalom, so it's a good segue to the very end of the Masechta. It says, Amar Belezer Machanina, we know this passage, right? Talmid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Olam, the job of the Talmid Chachamim is to bring Shalom into the world. Shenemar, people like to quip that you better have a pasuk because it's not always so clear. Okay, but at least in theory, it's supposed to be clear, right? Talmid Chachamim are the real Talmid Chachamim, right? The real Talmid Chachamim are Marbim Shalom Olam. Shenemar V'chol Banayach Lemud Hashem Rav Shalom Banayach. Right, that the people who build that the Talmid Chachamim, they bring Shalom. Shalom Rova Sech Velein Lamo Mishal. He Shalom Bechel Shava Manasayach Lamana Chaver Adav Lamo Shalom Ba Leman Beis Hashem Kenevach Shatov Loch Hashem Oz Lamaiten Hashem Bevarech Hashem Ova Shalom Hadron Haroh Sikolah Maseches Berachos. Hadron Ach Maseches Brachos Hadron Chalon Daiton Ach Maseches Brachos Daiton Chalon Lo Nistu Shemin Ach Maseches Brachos Lo Sistu Shemin On Lo Yam Hodein Lo Ba Amo Dasi Hadron Ach Maseches Brachos Hadron Ach Hadron Chalon Daiton Ach Maseches Brachos Daiton Chalon Lo Nistu Shemin Ach Maseches Brachos Lo Sistu Shemin On Lo Ba Amo Hodein Lo Ba Amo Dasi Hadron Ach Maseches Brachos Hadron Chalon Daiton Ach Maseches Brachos Daiton Chalon Lo Nistu Shemin Ach Maseches Brachos Lo Sistu Shemin On Lo Ba Amo Hodein Lo Ba Amo Dasi Here Tzom Nechar Elohim Bar Vaseinu Shetei Sarosko Mon Hasein Bar Mazet The Same One Lo Abba Kanin Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achai bar Papa, Abmor bar Papa, Rafa bar Papa, Rochish bar Papa, Surko bar Papa, Adar bar Papa, Dar bar Papa, Harav Nar Alhinu, Tiber Yisrael Sobafino, Uvivios Amcha Beisovania, Kulano, Anachno, Vitzetzainu, Vitzetzai Tetzainu, Vitzetzai Amcha Beisol, Kulano, Yede Shmech, Velom de Sasech Lishma, Bahavet Hakamen Mitzosech, Yelolam Hili, Hili Bisomach, Kukechalaman, Lo Evos Laman, Lo Eshkach, Bikudach, Kivam Kisani, Bruchatronel, and then Kukech, Amen, 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 Selevad, Mahodim Anachno, Nechar Alhinu, Vosenu, the Santo Hakem Yeshe Beisam Medish, Lo Santo Hakem Yeshe Kwan, Salamashkim, Hemash. And thank all the comic civics in Matova, and please, there's cake and fruit and drinks and refreshments.